What a beautiful service we've had so far. All the people involved, and if you want to get involved with the service, let me know. We'll put you into the service. We'll have you do stuff. I love having everybody involved. Welcome again today, and thank you, musicians, for being here. So today, I started out with a different message. And 2 days ago, God gave me a new message. So I was massaging it even this morning. So it's hot off the press.
Amen.
And I think it's something we all want more of. Okay, let me just ask you, what do you want more of from the Lord? Just shout it out.
Love.
Okay, anything else?
Patience.
Patience? Come on. And y'all want something, right?
Understanding.
Help.
Answers. All right. What?
More time.
That's that old stuff. Yeah. You know, he wakes up and goes, I look in the mirror and it doesn't look like me. Okay, so what I'm going to talk to you about is we want more wisdom. Wisdom. I'm going to talk to you about wisdom, and maybe you're going to hear something you've never heard before. Because I learned something this week was pretty profound about wisdom. So let's open up the Bibles to James 1:5. James 1:5 is our answer to wisdom. And I'm going to base it only on two little scriptures today. James 1:5, it says this. If any of you lack wisdom, and you know who you are, let him ask of God. It doesn't say to go to the altar and pray for wisdom. It doesn't say go to the internet and pray for wisdom. It doesn't say go to your neighbors. It says ask God that gives. See, God gives wisdom. We don't earn it. We don't learn it. We don't pray for it. Well, you could pray for wisdom. Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, the kind of wisdom that we need is from God. God-given wisdom that's beyond our own thinking and our own reasoning and our own understanding. Wisdom that comes from God. And I'm going to talk to you about that. It's not something we can gain humanly. We can gain understanding. We can get some knowledge, but wisdom only comes from God. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the wisdom of man as well. So let's turn to Proverbs 2:6. These are the two scriptures. Proverbs 2:6. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Bible talks about all you're getting, get wisdom. In other words, wisdom is really, really important to get from God. We talked about it in Bible study, and we asked, well, how did Moses know how to write Genesis? He wasn't there. Were you there? He wasn't there. Because of wisdom that God gave him to be able to write Genesis. It's God-given. You did not have to be present to witness something that God gives you. It's witnessed by God. Look at the book of Genesis, of course. It was written by Moses. How about the garments that the priests wore? We talked about this in Bible study too. The priests made for Aaron and his sons. Let's take a look at Exodus 28:2. Exodus 28:2. And you shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother for glory and for beauty. And you shall speak unto all, listen to this, and the Lord will speak to all those who are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, so that they're able to make these priestly garments. They didn't know how to make them. Maybe they had a little skill, but what God gave them was beyond what they knew. It's a spirit of wisdom. What I find interesting is, who are the wise-hearted? I'm going to tell you a reason why some of us don't get wisdom. Have you ever asked God for wisdom and you don't get it? Maybe you have a decision to make and you don't get wisdom. Well, I'll tell you why. Sometimes we don't get wisdom. It's because we do not have a humble heart. Only those who are wise-hearted, which are humble, will receive the wisdom they ask for. Why do I say that? Because a person who has themselves on their mind and what they're going to do with the wisdom is for themselves, I guarantee you, God's not pleased. He wants us to use wisdom to build the kingdom of God, to draw other people to the Lord, to speak to other people. It's to serve one another. But if I want wisdom to say, oh, you know what? Okay, well, look what I did. I was able to lay hands on that person and they recovered. That's not wisdom. That's foolishness. How about others? Exodus 31:6, and it said, in Exodus 31:6, and behold, I have given with him Ahiloab, the son of Ahishamach, I'm beating up these words, of the tribe of Dan, and in their hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I put wisdom. He put wisdom into humble people. People who are going to serve God with their whole heart, mind, and strength. Wisdom comes from God. Okay, I have a story about Tom. When he was 4 years old, he remembers God working in his life, where to go, where not to go. He walked with the Lord at age 4. He never read the Bible. He couldn't even read yet. Where did he get that wisdom? Came from God. You know how the Bible says, a little child shall lead you? You better listen, because they're hearing from God. They're getting wisdom. I had there was a lady here once, and she has a little boy. And I remember her telling me one time, I learned so much from my son, and he's only 6 years old. Because they have some wisdom deposited into them. Because they're humble. Little kids are humble. Well, they go like, what about me? What about me? What about me? Of course they do that. But I mean, they got a little humble heart. They haven't learned to be prideful yet. Yet. How about the women in the Bible? Did you know that the women were given wisdom? Yes, we were. And it says in Exodus 35:25, and all the women who are wise-hearted, again, humble, did spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun, both of blue and purple and of scarlet and of fine linen. And all the women whose heart stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hair. They probably didn't even know really how to do it until the wisdom was given. So do you want more wisdom today? Do you need more wisdom? I think we're all here under this church sanctuary because we want God's wisdom. You know, we can have the mind of Christ. Isn't that wisdom? If the Bible tells us that you have, doesn't say you can have it. It says you have the mind of Christ when Christ lives in you. So who's in you? Jesus' mind. If Jesus' mind is in you, then you can know a lot, can't you? But I'll tell you what, God won't let you see a lot. That's why we only use 10% of our brain. If he wants you to see more, we would be in big trouble because we would be using it upon our own selves because he knows us. Let's take a look at Joshua. When Moses died, the spirit of wisdom was placed on Joshua. You know, he even said, man, I'm not like Moses. He goes, I'm going to be with you like I was with Moses. I am going to be with you. And it says in Deuteronomy 34:9, that there arose not a prophet since Moses who saw God face to face. Joshua took his place. A lot of people had dreams and visions and talked to angels, but Moses was the only one that saw God face to face. It's in the Bible. When he came off the mount, he was glowing by the presence and the glory of God. So let's take a look at David. How did David and the other psalmists have words? Because they were given the wisdom of God. Let's take a look at Solomon. What did he want? Did he want riches and glory and fame? No, he wanted
wisdom.
It says right here, "Behold, a son shall be born to thee," which is 1 Chronicles 22. "Behold, a son shall be born of thee, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about." Because David was not a man of rest. David was a warrior, but he's going to have a son, Solomon, who's a man of rest. "For his name shall be Solomon, and I will give him peace and quietness into Israel in all his days. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Only the Lord gives thee wisdom and understanding and gives thee charge concerning Israel, that you may keep the law of the Lord." Wisdom helps us keep the laws of God. You can learn from your parents. The Bible says to learn, and you know, train up a child and all this. We can read the Bible. But if you want to understand it more, you better ask God for wisdom to read it through his eyes. Why did God give Solomon what he asked for? Because he knew Solomon was humble. Of course, he got messy later. We're not going to get into that. But he started out good, didn't he? Solomon started out good. He didn't ask for riches. He just asked for wisdom. God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding, exceeding much, and largeness of heart. You know, this morning as I was getting ready for church, I said, "Lord, expand my borders. Make room. I want to make more room for you, Lord, in my heart and in my life." The Lord gave Solomon wisdom. And we can go, there's so many scriptures about, you know, Solomon getting wisdom. Ezra got wisdom. It says that after the wisdom of God. So, you know, the wisdom is not learned. I'm just trying to get that through to you. It's not prayed for at the altar. It is received when you ask. We're not asking God for wisdom. We need to ask. And who's a humble person? Let's read it. 1 Peter 6, 6 and 7. Humble yourselves. Does it fall on you? No. You have to work for it. You have to ask for it. It says, "Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him." Isn't that the answer? To humble yourself is to say, "God, I can't do it." Casting all your care upon the Lord. You're humble now. Now you can say, "Lord, give me wisdom." Now you're prepared to that place. What about Paul? He says, "I know nothing but Christ and him crucified." A person who's not humble knows everything. They have all the answers. How about Daniel? Daniel was able to interpret dreams, not because he could, but because he knew God could. Daniel counseled with wisdom. So why did God give Daniel wisdom? Do you think Daniel had wisdom? Of course. "So that those he spoke to would desire the mercies of God of heaven." That's in verse 18 of Daniel 2, verse 18. "So that those he spoke to would desire God." Isn't that why we're here? To help people to know and to love and to desire the Lord. He was given wisdom to help others. Do you need more wisdom for your neighbors? Okay, you're going for a walk and you see somebody walking a dog, right, Ephemio? And you go, how am I going to approach that person? That's when you ask God for wisdom. Because you can go by your own experiences. "Oh, I don't know if I should do that because I remember what happened to me last time. I got rejected," right? No, he wants you to ask God for wisdom so that you can speak to them according to God's heart. Something maybe even beyond anything you would even think of. That's our God. That's wisdom. You know that old quote, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. You know, that's an old proverb that Ben Franklin coined, I guess, back in the 1600s. But that's a human kind of wisdom, isn't it? Let me talk about that in a minute. So let me get to Jesus. Jesus came as a servant. Do you think he was wise? Of course he was wise. Luke 2:52. It talks about when Jesus was growing up. It talks about him till age 12, and then nothing until he starts his ministry. What did he do between there and here? It says right here, Jesus grew in wisdom. Wow. He left his heavenly kingdom, humbled himself to live among men. You know, I wrote a play many years ago that was actually, we had it in the Assembly of God Church. We put it together and we had the play in the old Assembly of God Church. And it was when I had a throne. We had a throne up here with Jesus sitting on the throne with this crown. And during a song, he gets up out of the seat, puts his crown on the throne, and walks down to earth. He left the place of power and majesty to submit himself as a servant to us. You got to think about that one. Mark 9:35 says, "And Jesus sat down and called the 12 and said unto them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all." So let's talk a moment about man's wisdom. Does man's wisdom come from God? Can I see heads go like this? Man's wisdom does not come from God. It says in James 3:14. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, do not glory, do not lie. This wisdom descends from the earth. It's sensual and devilish. Wow, that's a lot to take in. James 3:14. Read it for yourself when you get home. It is not from above. So if you have bitter in your heart, you don't got no wisdom from God. If you're having strife in your home, if you're lying in any way, shape, or form, you don't have wisdom. Repent. Just simply repent, right? Go to the altar. Come down to the altar and pray. I was talking to the group this morning, and I said, you know, everybody would love to come and pray at the altar, but there might be times where the doors are closed. So I said, I want to give every member a key to the church so they can come in and pray anytime they want. And then, of course, well, you know, that's kind of ridiculous because that's a lot of keys. But then Bush said, hey, I'll open the door anytime anybody wants to come. I'm letting you know, if anybody wants, he's only 2 minutes away from here. Gloria's right around the corner. They'll let you in. They'll show you how to get out too, by the way. They don't have to hang out with you while you're praying. If you want to come to the altar, we're going to open that for you. Just letting you know. The other thing is this. 1 Corinthians 2:4. It says, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. There's a lot of preachers, and I've done it myself, where we say funny things to get your attention, to get you to think. But some people use enticing words to get you to do things you don't want to do. You got to hear from God, because that does not come from heavenly wisdom. So the definition of wisdom, I'm almost done, and then we're going to go have a nice little party. The definition of wisdom, the word wisdom in the Greek is Sophia. It's female. It's supreme intelligence as belongs to God. The intelligence that belongs to God. Broad and field of intelligence, knowledge, diverse matter, divine maxims and proverbs. That's wisdom. The word wisdom in the Hebrew is chokmah, skilled in war, administration, shrewdness, and prudence. These are clearly not humanly given traits, are they? They're from the Lord Himself. See, the Lord speaks to our mind. Where does wisdom reside in us? Does anybody know? Where does wisdom reside? Anybody? In your heart? In your mind? Because in order to have it come out of your heart, it's got to, you got to think it and then you speak it. So this is constant heart-mind connection. Why do I believe it's the mind? It says Revelations 13, 18. And here is the mind which has wisdom. Revelation 13, 18. So wisdom is in our mind. Your spirit and your soul are to be controlled by God. Our flesh is servant to the soul. Our soul is servant to the spirit. But wisdom is given to our mind. Our soul receives from the spirit. It's the place decisions are made. So the body then follows. Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you. Wisdom is Jesus Himself. Wisdom is a person. You know, on a side note, when Jesus said, I'm going to send you another comforter, does that mean the first comforter is going to go away? No, Jesus and the comforter, Holy Spirit and Jesus, are both with us. Isn't that amazing? I don't know. I've always thought that He brings another comforter, the Holy Ghost, and so then Jesus is at the right hand and that's it. No, He's up there constantly working with us. He is with us. He says, I will never. He said Himself, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And then I'm going to send a second comforter. I think that's great. Now we're really comforted. How do you know you have the spirit of wisdom? Right? How do you know you have the spirit of wisdom? You don't expose others. You cover them. You don't talk about others. You don't worry about what the devil is doing, because then you're distracting yourself from what God is doing. And you don't want it for personal gain, but for the furthering of the kingdom of God. Okay, let's say, for example, Lord, I'm going to be taking a driving test. Anybody have to take a driving test coming up? Don't you want to have some wisdom on how to answer those questions? Well, am I asking wisdom from God for me? Or am I asking wisdom of God for the kingdom of God? Both. Because without me being able to drive, I can't meet the needs of what God wants me to do. So I have to have wisdom to pass the test so I can serve God. You see how that all works together? But if you say, I want wisdom to know how to get a nice Ferrari, then there's a problem. How do you get the spirit of wisdom? First, it doesn't come through man. Remember, it is given by God. So when you're driving home from church today, say, Lord, I need more wisdom, and it only comes from you. I want to be more humble, because a humbled heart will receive. Those are the two areas, very simply put. But you will not receive wisdom if you have yourself on your mind, if you've got your own interest in mind, you think your way is the only way, that you think you know it all and can't learn from others. You know, the Bible talks about a man that is funky. If he keeps his mouth closed, he's known as wise. So all you people in here that ain't talking, you're wise. You compare yourself with others. You envy what others have. Consumed with your own desires and wants. These are indicators that we're not humble. It says we have to humble ourselves. So to be humble is this. Let's tell you what it is that to be humble is. I know nothing, God. I only know what you want me to know. I'm a work in progress, Lord. I don't have it all figured out. I'm ever learning. I'm a servant to one another. You are my wisdom and strength. There is none other. I cannot do anything without you. And a person that's humble does not defend themselves. A person that's humble listens. A person that is humble listens. So in conclusion, I think we can all agree that wisdom is given and not earned. And with a humble heart do we receive it. I'm going to sing this little diddly. It's a very short message today because I know we're going to have a meeting and I wanted to cut it short a little bit. But I'm going to sing this real little short diddly. And I believe it's going to help you understand what I'm talking about being humble. And it's a scripture. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. It sings like this. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up higher and higher, and He will lift you up. So what I want you to do, amen, amen. So what I want you to do before I pray for you, so I want to give you a moment just to have a little talk with the Lord and say, Father, I repent for not being humble, and I want your wisdom. I want you to just talk to him for just a moment. I'm going to give you a few minutes, minute or so. Repent if you find yourself in a place where you haven't been receiving. Repent if you think God's not hearing. Repent if your wisdom is to fulfill your own agenda. And ask the Lord to help you be humble before Him. Now I want you to pray with me. Repeat after me this prayer. I want you to stand, please. I want you to stand. And we're going to stand before the Lord. And I want you to repeat this after me. Very simple prayer. Just say this, Lord, I desire your wisdom that comes from above.
Lord, I desire your wisdom that comes from above.
I don't want to speak with enticing words.
I don't want to speak with enticing words.
I want to speak from your throne only.
I want to speak from your throne only.
I want my mind to be the mind of Christ.
I want my mind to be the mind of Christ.
Let me be changed and transformed in your image. And I thank you for loving me, Lord. And I thank you for the spirit of wisdom in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you so much for this morning. I know, God, that it was a short message, but it was a message that needed to be spoken simply. A simple message of wisdom. Because now we can grab a hold of what we need to live our lives, to make decisions, to go forward, to know how to handle situations, difficulties, sickness and disease, family members, neighbors, how we drive our car, the tests that we have to take to drive our car. Lord, you have the wisdom for us. And you just said, Lord, you're telling us to say, Lord, we ask you for wisdom. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.